Howdy, folks. You know, from some of the newspaper stories, I get the idea that letters that should never have been written are about the only ones worth keeping. I'm Pat Buttram here for delicious double mint chewing gum to bring you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Well, I might as well tell you, I just came from a spanking. Yes, sir, I had to spank my young'un for being naughty. I can't go along with this new school of thought which says that you shouldn't ever lay a hand on children. I don't know. Nowadays, they want you to reason with the child, you know. They say a child's mind is a delicate instrument, and if you upset it, the child will get lots of complexes. When I was a boy, my dad didn't reason with me. We didn't go along with that. We didn't have any long discussions on the subject either. He just let me have it good. That saves a lot of time, you know. I sometimes think it's all right to reason with a child after he's been spanked. Any person who was raised in a home where a hairbrush was used for something besides brushing hair, they'll tell you that the way to teach discipline is to start at the bottom. Well, now to pleasanter things, a song by the Jack Halloran Quartet, Sourwood Mountain.
Gonna sing a song about Sourwood Mountain, ho-de-um-de-dum-day. So many verses we can't count them, ho-de-um-de-dum-day. Ho-hum, ho-hum, de-dum, ho-hum, de-dum-day. Ho-hum, ho-hum, de-dum, ho-hum, de-dum-day.
I got a gal in the mountain, holler,
ho-de-um-de-dum-day.
She won't come and I won't follow,
ho-de-um-de-dum-day.
Old man, I want your daughter,
ho-de-um-de-dum-day.
Fetch me wood and carry in water,
ho-de-um-de-dum-day.
Big dog bark and the little ones bite you,
ho-de-dum-de-dum-day.
Big girls court and the little ones fight you,
ho-de-dum-de-dum-day. Ho-hum-dum, ho-hum-dum-dee-dum, ho-hum-dum-dee-dum-day. Ho-hum-dum, ho-hum-dum-dee-dum, ho-hum-dee-dum-day. My true love is a blue-eyed daisy, sometimes she almost drives me crazy. Ho-de-um-de-dum-day.
Right about now we should be blending.
Ho-diddle-dum-diddle-dum-day.
All our voices in an ending.
Ho-diddle-dum-diddle-diddle-dum-day.
But we can't think of anything clever.
Ho-diddle-dum-diddle-diddle-dum-day.
So this song might go on forever.
Ho-diddle-dum-diddle-diddle-dum-day.
Ho-diddle-dum-diddle-diddle-dum-day. Diddle-dum-diddle-day.
Well, thank you, boys. We're never too busy to enjoy a song from you fellas. Although, you know, sometimes I think we ought to change our national motto from E Pluribus Unum to Too Busy, because that's what most of us mostly are. But Too Busy doesn't apply to chewing delicious double mint gum, though, because you can chew smooth double mint while you do most any kind of work, so there's no time lost, you see. And having a nice treat right at working time, well, that's swell for busy people, believe me. Now I want to tell you about a talk I had the other day with a fellow about napkins. This fellow, he was trying to tell me I should spread the napkin across my lap, you know, instead of tucking it in under my chin like I do. Maybe that's etiquette, but it's not practical. Where is the first place something spills off of your knife on your way to your mouth? Right in the middle of your necktie, that's where. If I had a nickel for every necktie that's been spilled on, you could just get steam up in the yacht and call me wealthy. I don't see what good a... I don't see what a napkin on your lap is no good. Most folks' stomachs nowadays are so round that any falling object never gets as far as a lap anyway. Yes, sir, the place for a napkin is tucked under the chin and spread out, sorter. That way nobody will ever cry over spilt milk. Anyway, let's hear some musical dialogue now between Paula Richards and our trombone player, Abe Lincoln. Give me a little kiss.
Give me a little kiss. Will ya, huh? What are you gonna miss? Will ya, huh? Gosh, oh gee, why do you refuse? I can't see what you've got to lose. Oh, give me a little squeeze. Will ya, huh? That would be mighty nice of you. I wouldn't say a word if I was asking for the world. But what's a little kiss between a fella and his girl? Oh, give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? And I'll give it right back to you. Give me a little coat. Sable, mink, or goat. My poor wrist is bare as it can be. Won't you buy a golden band for me? Give me a little car. That would be mighty nice of you. An airplane, a motorboat, some pearls or diamond rings. But honey, if you feel you can't afford to buy those things, then give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? And I'll give it right back, give it right back, give it right back to you.
Oh, boy. They do a song the way a song's meant to be. Double meant, that is. I hope you've all got double meant out there, because then I know that you chew your double meant and get relaxed while I get squared around for today's Buttram bonus. Yes, it's Buttram bonus time, and today I want to tell you ladies how to clean the attic. Now, this is a very interesting chore, and an utter waste of time, too. You know, you usually decide to clean the attic accidentally. You're dusting the living room and all, and you suddenly wonder, what happened to that pretty antimacassar that Grandma gave you when you got married? Yeah, the antimacassar with the pink lilies on a background of blue roses. So you go up to the attic to look. You think it's in that trunk back there, the one under the broken bed springs. So you finally manage to pull the bed springs off of the trunk, but not before you've knocked over that dressmaker's dummy that used to be your size. Well, you pull out the trunk and, of course, the lock is stuck. And you pry it open with the putter from the old man's golf bag. He never could putt for sour apples anyway. Now the trunk's open, and look what's in it. Right on top are 6 petticoats that you had when you got married. They're in good shape, too. Of course, you had a good shape in those days yourself. Well, you sigh and shed a nostalgic tear for the days when you wore a size 10. Now, next comes the family album. So you have to sit down on the attic floor and spend an hour looking at the pictures. There you are at the age of 8, looking coy. And there you are again there, age 18, still looking coy. And again, look, there you are, age 30. Well, you're still trying to look coy. So you paw around in the old trunk, lace shawls, the hunting boots that father's been looking for 10 years. A pink baby shoe, a toy bank with 3 pennies in it, and finally, down at the bottom, the antimacassar that you came to look for. The antimacassar with the pink lilies and the blue roses, and the moth holes. Well, too bad. It was real pretty once, so you put it back, and you put back the petticoats and all the other stuff, and while you sit there telling yourself that one of these days you'll come up again and clean the attic, well, then from downstairs a voice comes booming up. Sarah, where are you? I'm home and I'm hungry. Get down here and get the victuals on. Ah, yes, cleaning the attic, our buttram bonus for today. And while Sarah's peeling the potatoes, here's Paula Richards and the Halloran Quartet singing Paradise.
And then he holds my hand. And then I understand. His eyes of fire with one desire, then a heavenly kiss. Could I resist? And then he dims light. And then he holds me tight. One kiss, one fond caress can lead the way to happiness. He takes me to paradise.
Well, that's it for now, folks, as the little boy said when he took the last stick of double mint from the package. But he wasn't unhappy, 'cause he knew Mom would get more double mint at the store today, and Pop was sure to have a package in his pocket when he come home. Yeah, the whole family knows how much healthful enjoyment there is in a package of delicious double mint. Here's just a quick sample of one of the healthful aids you get from double mint. You chew it after every meal to help keep your teeth clean. Well, I'm Pat Buttram, and I figure a fella never finds out how opposite the opposite sex is until he marries one of them. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.